Dear shareholders, hello and very good morning to all of you. I, Hemal Sadiwala, Company Secretary, welcome you all to the 27th Annual General Meeting of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. In accordance with the circulars issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and Security Action Board of India, the company is conducting its 27th Annual General Meeting through video conference facility. I would like to introduce the Board of Directors of the company and other panelists who have joined the meeting through video conference. Mr. Vikram Somani, Chairman and Managing Director, attending meeting from Kolkata. Mrs. Deepshikha Khetan, Vice Chairman and Joint Managing Director, attending meeting from Delhi. Mr. Anupam Gupta, Executive Director, Technical, attending meeting from Kadi, Gujarat. Mr. Surendra Singh Baid, Independent Director and Chairman of Audit Committee and Nomination and Remuneration Committee, attending meeting from Mumbai. Ms. Akriti Jain, Woman Independent Director, attending meeting from Kolkata. Mr. Ravi Bhamidipati, Independent Director, attending meeting from Ahmedabad. Mr. Anand Sundar, Independent Director and Chairman of Stakeholder Relationship Committee, attending meeting from Mumbai. Mr. Vikas Kothari, Chief Financial Officer, attending meeting from Kadi, Gujarat. Mr. Akash Vadhwani, Authorized Representative of Singhi & Company, our statutory auditors, and Mr. Umesh Parikh, Partner of Parikh Dhawan Associates, Scrutinizer and Secretarial Auditor, attending meeting from Ahmedabad. In compliance with the circulars issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and the Securities and Exchange Board of India, the notice of 27th Annual General Meeting and annual report of the company for the financial year 2024-25 have been sent through electronic mode only to those shareholders who have registered their email address with the depository or with the company. Members attending the meeting through video conference are counted for the purpose of the quorum under Section 103 of the Companies Act 2013. In today's meeting, as requisite quorum is present, the meeting is considered to be in order. Members who have joined the meeting are by default placed on a mute to avoid any disturbance from the background noise and ensure smooth and seamless conduct of the meeting. The company has received a request from the few shareholders to register themselves as a speaker. During the question answer session, on announcement of the name, the speaker member will be put on unmute mode to ask the questions. Speaker shareholders are requested to use microphone and to avoid background noise. Considering the time constraint, they will be allowed only 2 minutes to speak. Now I request Mr. Vikram Somani, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, to address the shareholders.
Dear fellow shareholders, welcome to the 27th Annual General Meeting of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. It is a pleasure to address you all, especially as we gather for our 6th consecutive virtual AGM. Thank you for joining us today. Your company has a rich legacy spanning over 4 decades, during which it has become a leading player in India for sanitaryware and faucets. India's home buying sector is undergoing a structural shift driven by rising incomes and aspirations, leading to a preference for larger homes. This growing demand for space, both personal and professional, is influencing bathroom design and utility. Key trends such as larger and experimental spaces, customization, smart technology, focus on sustainability, wellness and aesthetics, urbanization and space optimization have influenced us to diversify our product portfolio across segments. Cera has strategically expanded its footprint in the luxury segment through the Senator brand, offering sophisticated designs and advanced functionalities that cater to refined tastes and modern lifestyles. As demand for premium offerings continue to grow, Senator positions Cera to to capture a significant share of this expanding market. With a thoughtfully curated portfolio, the Seneta range reflects value-added excellence and a commitment to elevating the bathroom experience. Cera Lux is designed to cater to the premium segment, offering products that meet the aspirations of discerning consumers who are willing to pay a premium for superior aesthetics, advanced features, and elevated design. The Cera brand remains the bread and butter of our business, consistently delivering high quality, reliable, and sustainable solutions that meet the everyday needs of our customers. Positioned across the mass premium segment, Cera continues to successfully cater to a wide spectrum of consumer preferences, offering trusted products that balance functionality, design, and value. This enduring brand reflects a deep-rooted commitment to serving the core of the market with excellence. While Cera continues to make strong inroads into the luxury and premium segments through brands like Seneta and Cera Lux, it is also recognizes the immense potential of India's rural market. This segment, currently dominated by unorganized players, offering substandard products, represents a significant growth opportunity. Cera aims to disrupt this space by introducing high-quality, reliable, and affordable sanitaryware solutions tailored to rural needs. By bridging the quality gap and offering superior value, Cera is poised to capture a sizable share of this high volume, high market, solidifying its presence across the full spectrum of consumer segments. With this, Cera has launched Folio Plus, a dedicated brand focused on delivering quality, functionality, and contemporary design at affordable prices. Folio Plus reflects Cera's unwavering commitment to providing smart, stylish, and reliable bath solutions for every home, extending the brand legacy to a broader and underserved audience. Let's delve into our financial performance over the past year. Despite challenging and subdued market conditions, your company achieved a 2.4 growth in top line, reaching 1915 crore. The real estate market continues to gain traction. Consequently, the project business contributed 40% of revenues during Q4 25, up from 35% in Q4 24. We are witnessing strong pre-order momentum from real estate sector, supported by rising construction activity and increasing disposable incomes. Your company maintained the EBITDA levels at rupees 353 crores in FY25 as against 355 crores in FY24. The profit after tax grew from rupees 239 crores to rupees 246 crores. Revenue contributions were as follows: sanitaryware at 49%, faucetware at 39%, tiles at 10%, and wellness at 2%. On a YOY basis, faucetware revenues increased by 8.1%, wellness increased by 4.5%, tiles remained at the same level, while sanitaryware revenue decreased by 4%. Our core segments, sanitaryware and faucetware, contributed 88% to the total revenue. In the sanitary segment, while demand remained subdued, we remained optimistic that structural drivers such as urbanization, rising disposable incomes, desire for improved living standards, as well as home renovation and upgradation cycles will support a recovery over time. Our capacity utilization remained strong at 90% for sanitaryware and 95% for faucetware in Q4 25. Return on capital employed rose, slightly adjusted to 21.4%, reflecting our prudent financial management. Other income was at 62 crores in FY25 as against 61 crore in FY24. Furthermore, a strong financial position is underscored by cash and cash equivalents of rupees 719 crores. During the financial year, your company successfully completed a buyback of 161 crore, including tax and expenses. These actions reflect our continued commitment to delivering value to our shareholders. This year, your company is pleased to recommend a dividend of rupees 65 per equity share at 1300% of the face value. The proposed dividend outlay of rupees 84 crores is compared to 78 crores disbursed in FY 23-24. This translates to a payout of 34% of profit after tax. Your company announced ESOP scheme to retain and motivate key employees by offering them a stake in the company's success. It aligns employees' interest with the organization's performance and encourages a long-term commitment. The company has completed the land acquisition for the Greenfield Sanitaryware project. However, construction of the facility is currently on hold and will be reviewed in accordance with the market conditions. We have initiated Dealer Management System, DMS, in our organization to strengthen our distribution ecosystem. This system will streamline order processing, improve inventory visibility, and ensure faster scheme reconciliation. Key benefits include enhanced operational efficiency, real-time data access, improved dealer engagement, and better decision-making across the supply chain. As part of our commitment to building a future-ready supply chain, the company has established a centralized warehouse spanning approximately 450,000 square feet. This strategic move is aimed at enhancing operational efficiency and supporting the growing scale of our business. The centralized facility is designed to streamline logistics and distribution processes, enabling faster and smoother dispatches across regions. By consolidating inventory under one roof, we can ensure better stock visibility, accurate inventory management, and a timely replenishment leading to improved customer satisfaction. Key benefits of the centralized warehouse include enhanced logistic efficiencies, improved productivity, ease of doing work, inventory upkeep, scalability for growth, etc. At Cera, sustainability is at the heart of operations, built on the pillars of environmental stewardship, social responsibility, and strong governance. We actively manage our environmental impact by monitoring GHG emissions, energy use, water and waste. Our ISO 14001 and 45001 certified facility housed 10.3 megawatts of renewable energy capacity, fulfilling over 50% of our energy requirements. We also ensure responsible water usage through STP, ETPs, and ZLD compliance. Socially, we are committed to positively impacting our stakeholders, customers, employees, and communities through robust CSR programs, human rights initiatives, and a strong focus on workplace safety. Our brand is widely recognized as trusted and responsible. Governance excellence underpins everything we do. We prioritize product quality, uphold brand integrity, and nurture long-term relationships across the value chain. Through our comprehensive ESG initiatives, Cera reaffirms its commitment to sustainable growth and responsible business practices. Decrease in utilities consumption has been a significant achievement for Cera. Over the past 3 years, we have made remarkable strides in reducing our resource usage per ton of output. Specifically, our water consumption per ton of sanitaryware has been reduced, Similarly, our efforts to optimize energy efficiency have led to a consistent downward trend in gas consumption for manufacturing sanitaryware. Additionally, a significant reduction in power consumption at our manufacturing facilities further underscore our commitment to sustainable operations. These achievements highlight our proactive approach to integrating sustainable practices into our manufacturing processes and environmental stewardship. A zero liquid discharge ZLD plant recovers 90% of water used, optimizing treatment and enabling reuse of waste chemicals. Increased plantation around our facilities support environmental conservation, while our efforts in waste management have significantly reduced solid waste. Cera is defined by its strong and well-structured brand architecture designed to serve a spectrum of consumers. With a signature brand positioned in the luxury segment, CeraLuxe in the premium category, and Cera in the mass premium space, the brand caters to diverse lifestyle aspirations. What unites all tiers is a commitment to quality products, reliable service, and distinctive aesthetics. Cera's ability to address the needs of every customer, regardless of budget, while maintaining design excellence and performance is what sets it apart. The company has successfully launched 431 SKUs during the year. It is worth noting that around 35% of our sales are contributed from newly launched SKUs over the last 3 years. While focusing on premiumization trend in Tier 1 and Tier 2 towns, we are effectively meeting the evolving demands of these markets, reinforcing our commitment to addressing the diverse needs of our customers and enhancing our market presence. Cera undertook a comprehensive 360-degree transformation to reposition itself as a lifestyle-driven, forward-looking brand. We redefined our product strategy by placing design and innovation at the core. Our campaign, "This Is Your Space, Play It Your Way," fronted by Bollywood diva Kiara Advani, encouraged customers to personalize their bathroom spaces. The message resonated with younger audiences, helping position Cera as a trendsetter in the segment. We elevated the showroom experience through immersive displays and curated environments, allowing customers to visualize modern bathroom spaces. This initiative aimed to inspire and build confidence in their purchase journey while reinforcing a premium brand image. We implemented a multi-channel marketing strategy to boost brand visibility and customer engagement. Key initiatives included TV, OTT ads, digital and performance marketing, with e-commerce and local campaigns, influencer tie-ups with designers, presence in architectural magazines, and airport branding. These efforts refreshed Cera's brand identity and repositioned it as a modern, aspirational, and consumer-focused brand in the competitive bathroom solutions market. In response to market headwinds, we adopted cost-effective and efficient marketing strategies that delivered measurable impact. For the Hindi-speaking markets, we partnered with Bigg Boss on OTT, a culturally resonant entertainment property with strong appeal among the niche and digitally active viewers. This strengthened our brand presence among the younger and urban demographics. In Tamil Nadu, we associated with Bigg Boss on Star Vijay, ensuring a deep regional penetration and relevance with one of the most engaged television markets. We launched new focused campaigns during the Lok Sabha and Delhi elections, capitalizing on high viewership during peak current affairs event. This ensure top-of-the-mind recall and broad-based exposure among opinion-driven and high-intent consumers. We pivoted towards digital-first initiatives focusing on performance-driven campaigns, content-led storytelling, and local outreach. We undertook ground-level activations including branding at the Mahakumbh Mela to directly connect with consumers, drive awareness, and build emotional equity. We partnered with Institute of Indian Interior Designers, MATCON, a prestigious platform that brings together top architects and interior designers, reinforcing Cera's position as a design-led brand. We were present at key CREDAI and IIA events, creating a direct engagement for the developers, architects, and industry influencers. Our footprint extended beyond traditional metros into emerging urban hubs supporting our growth strategy. We launched new showrooms in Mohali, Lucknow, Pune, and Jaipur, while our flagship Ahmedabad showroom was renovated to reflect our new brand ethos. We expanded our network of company-owned studios, delivering a premium, lifestyle-oriented experience. Upgrades to partner showrooms reinforced our trade relationships and helped deliver a consistent brand experience. I would like to express my sincere appreciation for the continued confidence and trust reposed in the board and the management team by our valued shareholders. I remain optimistic that Cera's strong positioning in the industry, coupled with anticipated favorable macroeconomic conditions, will enable us to deliver steady and consistent growth in the years ahead. As we navigate through some near-term demanded challenges, I want to reaffirm that the company is firmly committed to maintaining its leadership in sanitaryware and faucetware industry while driving sustainable and responsible growth. Over the past four decades, Cera has built unique strengths across brand, product, and distribution that continue to set us apart in a dynamic and continuously evolving market. Looking forward, we see significant opportunities emerging from increased economic activity, sector formalization, and evolving market trends. We are confident that Cera will continue to witness strong demand from both B2C retail consumers and B2B project segments, driven by a comprehensive portfolio that includes both traditional and premium offerings. We are well positioned to leverage our capabilities and deepen our presence while delivering long-term value to our shareholders. With these remarks, I now hand over the proceedings to Mr. Hemal Sadiwal. Thank you.
Thank you, CMD sir. Register of the members, register of the directors and key managerial personnel and their shareholding and other statutory registers and documents as mentioned in the notice of AGM are available for inspection electronically. The auditor's report on the standalone and consolidated financial statement for the financial year ended 31st March 2025 as presented on page number 163 and 236 of the annual report and the secretarial audit report of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2025 presented on page number 160 of the annual report do not contain any qualification, reservation, adverse remark or disclaimers. Accordingly, these reports are not being read out. With the permission of the member, the notice of the 27th annual general meeting as circulated to the members of the company electronically is taken as a read. Coming to the question answer session, now I request moderator to unmute Mr. Samrat Sarkar from the Kolkata holding 50 shares.
Am I audible?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity. I have the following six questions. Number one, where are we in the current real estate cycle as far as the new construction activities are concerned? And at what stage of the cycle the sanitaryware and faucetware industry benefits due to the upswing in the real estate activities? So my second question is on page 54, achievements for 24-25 financial year. You have mentioned that there is a significant increase in the realty ticket size from 20 lakh to 2.5 crores. So here, what does the ticket size mean here and how did this increase happen so drastically? So my third question would be under other expenses, your sales promotion expense was 114 crores. So what sort of promotion is this? So my fourth question, around 59% of our revenues comes from outsourced products. What are the respective operating margins if we manufacture a sanitaryware or a faucetware product vis-à-vis outsource it to other vendors? In other words, which is more profitable? So my fifth question is, how do we decide whether to manufacture or outsource a product? And is it that we are only manufacturing the luxury and premium sanitaryware faucetware and outsourcing the mass category products? And sir, my last question is on your Polyplus newly launched brand. Can you throw some light on the brand positioning of this new Polyplus brand, whether it is affordable or it will cater to the luxury market? That's it from my side. Thank you.
CFO, sir, please unmute. CFO, sir, please unmute.
Sorry. Thank you, Samrat, for asking the couple of questions. So, regarding your first question with respect to where we are in the current real estate cycle as far as new construction activities are concerned. So, if I take you some time back, following the COVID period, after COVID period, there was a noticeable recovery in the real estate activity. Projects which were delayed or stalled during the COVID period, they reached the completion phase by financial year 22-23. Fresh construction activities have started from financial year 23-24 onwards. And if we understand the project life cycle, so generally the project completion phase spans from 3 to 5 years. And we anticipate that the sanitaryware and faucetware segments being part of the final stage of the project will begin to see the meaningful impact from the real estate upswing starting from financial year 25-26 and onwards. So this replies to your first question. On the second question, in terms of the ticket size and how this has drastically increased, so and your question was to understand what does this ticket size mean. So in the context of real estate market, the ticket size refers to the average value of the individual project orders and essentially the price point at which orders were booked. So over past 3-4 years, the typical project pipeline consists of smaller and low value orders, often influenced by our trade channel partners. However, strategically in financial year 24-25, there has been a noticeable shift with the formation of a dedicated project team comprising of around 60 plus personnel, and they are stationed across the key markets. We have significantly strengthened our engagement with large developers and the institutional buyers. This strategic move has resulted in a market increase in high value projects, especially getting the win solutions with respect to projects which are rupees 1 crore plus. And to substantiate this, we have recently been have won the prestigious order of rupees 2.5 crores of SBUT in Mumbai. So that is a very prestigious order, which is Sefi Burhani Upliftment Trust. So this is how we have changed ourselves with the change in the market environment and with the dedicated team, how we are focusing with respect to the increase in the order size. And with respect to your sales promotion expenses, what does it mean? So largely it is it includes turnover discounts and the foreign travel trips which are offered to the dealers on achievement of certain targets. And with respect to your question, I think you have asked about whether to manufacture or outsource the product and which one is beneficial. So the decision with respect to manufacture or outsource is primarily based on the complexity, value and the strategic importance of the product. So products which are technically complex, having differentiated design and carry high value, high brand value, are typically manufactured in-house. This generally includes the premium and luxury offerings. However, products which are more simpler, price sensitive and low in complexity, lower in complexity, are usually outsourced to our network of trusted vendors. So this hybrid model which we are operating right now allows us to optimize our factory utilization, maintain agility in our supply chain and ensure a strong presence across all the segments. And regarding the operating margins, so operating margins are more or less same in both manufacturing and outsource, considering the hybrid model which we are following right now. And regarding your last question with respect to Polyplus, a brief insight is that Polyplus is the offering by Sera with respect to the rural areas or the tier 5 cities where such products are largely dominated by the unorganized players. So with the better quality and better aesthetics of the products, we want to show our presence in the rural areas also. So Polyplus will give the strength in terms of the products which are being sold by a brand which is trusted over 4 decades. So I hope I have answered your questions.
Thank you. Moving to the next speaker, shareholder, Mr. Himanshu Trivedi from Vadodara, holding 2 shares.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Hello, sir. I'm audible?
Yes. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. Respected Chairman Vikram, sir, and other board of directors sitting on dice, myself, Himanshu Trivedi from Vadodara, Gujarat State. First of all, I'm thankful to our company secretary, Sadiwala. He is sending me a soft copy of the AGM report well in advance, which is full of information and fact figure are in place, which is easy to understand, easy to follow. So I am thankful to you and your entire secretary team. Report is nicely prepared with the beautiful photographs, pictures and excellence full of detailed information with all sectors. I don't much question because I have full faith on board and their working. Sir, I support all resolution item. I send all my question and query through the email well in advance, which is save the time of the AGM and give the opportunity to speak my best of speaker shareholder. Still, I have few more questions, sir. First, what is the market share we have in domestic and international market? Second, what would be effort for the small unorganized sector? Third one, what would be profit sharing ratio in coming financial year? And fourth one, how much new product is going coming market? I wish good luck and bright future for coming financial year. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
So thank you, Vanshuji, for your question. So regarding your first question in terms of what share we have domestic and international, so ideally if you see as far as our business is concerned, we are largely in the domestic market. So 99% of our sales is in domestic and 1% is coming from exports, and that is largely in the Middle East and other areas. And with respect to your second question, in terms of what was your second question?
Mr. Himanshu, are you there?
It was market share, Vikas.
Yeah. So regarding the market
sharing ratio, coming financial year.
Can you repeat?
What is the market profit sharing ratio in coming financial year?
So the market share, as far as concerned, it's difficult to estimate in terms of the companies which are there in the real estate. Ideally, means some companies are listed and some companies are not listed. But as far as Sera is concerned, definitely we are growing in terms of our volume and growth. And regarding your one question regarding this products, so if you have seen over the past 3 years, we have launched almost more than 200 products every year. Last year, we have launched around 430 plus products. And this journey will continue in the subsequent years also with a lot of new offerings, innovations, and value-added products being offered to the consumers so that the taste, the consumer taste, which is changing very frequently, we cater to all those changes and provide the best solutions to them. I think I have answered your questions.
Yes, sir. Moving to the next speaker shareholder, Mr. Jaideep Bakshi from Kolkata, holding one share. Mr. Jaideep.
Yes, very good noon, Chairman and Board of Directors. Myself, Jaideep Bakshi, connecting from the city of Kolkata. First of all, I convey my thanks to our company secretary, Ms. Adiwalaji, for giving me an opportunity to express my views. Sir, your initial speech was very much informative about the company affairs. And also thanks once again for the dividend you passed on, Rs. 65. Sir, just want to know the effect on business because of the headwinds going on across the globe and also on strategy for targeting the weaker market section or on the geographies for more penetration and an expansion in our international market presence. And our ESG roles and CSR activities always been great as ever. And in the R&D in page 232, I find the capital expenditure has been 15 to 16 times more. Can we know this, just know the reasons? And our finishing good inventory is also on the rise. Kindly share some thoughts. And what is our policy for reducing our debt? And that's all from my side. I support the resolution. And I hope our company continue to grow in volume and value in the future days. Thank you, sir, for giving me an opportunity.
Thank you, Jadiji. Thank you, Jadiji. Regarding your question in terms of how we are going in terms of the current market challenging conditions, so we are quite watchful and thoughtful how the market is changing, and we are reacting or we are building our future in line with that. As far as the weaker markets are concerned, we are putting our strategies in terms of how we can focus on those particular weaker markets. And regarding the ESG, how we are making compliance with respect to the environmental social compliances. So that is a DNA what we are building in our company, and we are regularly doing ESG related compliances. And I think overall, if we see, the company is quite focused with respect to sanitary ware and faucet ware market. Being a leading company, we try to transform ourselves with the changing environment conditions. And we are hopeful that currently, since the market is not doing well in terms of subdued demand, but overall, once the market will improve, we will be quite well prepared in terms of reaching out our products to the consumers and finally making the growth stories again.
Moving to the next speaker shareholder, Mr. Manjit Singh from Delhi, holding one share. Manjit ji?
Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, please go ahead.
Sera Sanitaryware ki management team, secretary team aur my co-shareholder, main sabhi ka swagat karta hoon. Company jis disha mein chal rahi hai aur aage humare revenue badh rahe hain aur aane wale time mein company aur acha chale iski hum umeed karte hain. Basic EPS jo hai 190, last year 183 aur usse pehle 161. तो इस साल ईपीएस कुछ हमारा जिस तरह रफ्तार से बढ़ रहा था उसमें कुछ नहीं रही है. अब ये जो करंट ईयर चल रहा है इसमें जो इजाफा दो साल पहले हमारे ईपीएस में हुआ था क्या उसमें भी उसी तरह से रूटीन आ पाएगा? एम्प्लॉय बेनिफिट एक्सपेंसिव 241 करोड़ 54 लाख, उससे पहले 227 करोड़ 55 लाख. तो सर मैं ये जानना चाहूंगा इसमें जो इजाफा हुआ है इससे कुछ हमने अपने नए एम्प्लॉयज जोड़े हैं अपनी कंपनी में? एक आपसे ये गुजारिश रहेगी कि सेरा के जो प्रोडक्ट हैं वो अगर कंज्यूमर लेने भी जाता है तो अवेलेबिलिटी उतनी नहीं है. अगर किसी दुकानदार के पास अगर हैं भी तो और चार प्रोडक्ट हैं तो उसकी रेटिंग ये रहती है कि दूसरा प्रोडक्ट कस्टमर को वो करे. तो हमारे जहाँ जहाँ अपने प्रोडक्ट हैं हमारे वहाँ रिप्रेजेंटेटिव भी हम कंपनी की तरफ से कुछ रखवाते हैं. कुछ ऐसी पॉलिसी है? हमारा देश बेरोजगारों का है. अगर कोई सिटी है उसमें अगर दो या तीन जगह ऐसे अपने शोरूम वगैरह या जो भी हमारे एजेंसी हैं जो है हमारे डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर हैं वहाँ पर थोड़ा अपना प्रोडक्ट बेचने की तरफ हम अगर ध्यान देंगे तो थोड़ा अच्छा रहेगा. हमारे चेयरमैन साहब विक्रम सुमानी जी, विकास कुथारी जी से मैं यही जानना चाहूँगा कि आपने मीटिंग हॉल के अंदर प्रवेश किया और जिस मर्जी सीट पर बैठ गए या हमारे सेक्रेटरियल डिपार्टमेंट ने कोई अरेंजमेंट करा था आपका साइन बोर्ड लगा हुआ है बकायदा आप उसी पर बैठे. और दुविधा यह है कि एजीएम में हम जुड़े और एजीएम में जुड़ने के बाद जब स्पीकर सेशन शुरू हुआ तो उसके बाद हम बिल्कुल स्टैचू हो गए. जैसे स्कूल में बोला जाता था ना स्टैचू, कोई स्पीकर नंबर हमें नहीं पता. अगर आने वाले टाइम में जो है हमारे सीएस साहब इतने सक्षम हो पाए, हेमल संडीवाल जी, कि भाई वो जागरूक हो थोड़ा स्पीकर नंबर प्रोवाइड कराएं शेयर होल्डर को, तो उसमें कोई बुराई नहीं है. अपना नंबर अगर पता हो तो आदमी दो चार मिनट इधर उधर हिल सकता है. यहाँ तो बिल्कुल आपने फेविकोल लगाकर बिठा दिया. एम्प्लॉय बेनिफिट का मैंने आपसे पूछा ही है, ईपीएस का भी पूछा ही है. सर ये सैटरडे ऑडिटर सिंगी एंड कंपनी हमारे साथ कितने समय से हैं और इनकी चेंज की पॉलिसी रहती है या इनका फिर दोबारा रीअपॉइंटमेंट कर लिया जाता है? थोड़ा आप इस बारे में बताएं. कैटरियल ऑडिटर का भी मैं आपसे यही जानना चाहूँगा. मैं दिल्ली शहर का निवासी हूँ. अभी यहाँ सत्ता का परिवर्तन हुआ है. केजरीवाल के शीश महल के बारे में जो है जिस तरह के प्रोडक्ट आप बनाते हैं उसकी बहुत चर्चा रही है. तो मैं ये जानना चाहूंगा कि हमारी ऑर्डर बुक में गवर्नमेंट सेक्टर से भी कुछ ऑर्डर आते हैं. अब नए सीएम जो बने हैं उनका भी आवास दोबारा बन रहा है, उसके लिए टेंडर खुल रहे हैं. तो ये जो सरकारी टेंडर खुलते हैं तो उसमें हमारी पार्टिसिपेट रहती है? कोई हमारे कोई एजेंट या कंपनी के अधिकारी इस तरफ ध्यान देते हैं कि जो टेंडर खुलते हैं सरकारी उसमें जो पार्टिसिपेट हम करते हैं? थोड़ा आप इस बारे में बताइए. 1998 के अंदर मधुसूदन ऑयल एंड फैट्स लिमिटेड हमारी कंपनी 2002 में हमने लिस्टिंग करी. तो अभी कोई प्रोडक्ट हमारे मधुसूदन के नाम से आते हैं क्या? 2010 की लिस्टिंग के बाद कॉर्पोरेट एक्शन बोनस मिला हमें 2010 के अंदर, अब 15 साल हो गए हैं, दोबारा ऐसा क्षण कोई आएगा बोर्ड मीटिंग में, इस बारे में कोई विचार होगा? फेस वैल्यू ₹5, इसका कोई कॉर्पोरेट एक्शन कुछ स्प्लिट करेंगे? फिर ये जो आप बताते हैं ये फलाना आदमी ये इतने शेयर, तो शायद संख्या उसकी बढ़ सके कुछ, बाकी पूरा साल का भी आप बताया करो कि इतने टाइम में इसने ये शेयर खरीदा, इतने टाइम में बेचा, अप्रैल के अंदर इतनी होल्डिंग थी, अब ये करंट जो मंथ चल रहा है जुलाई इसमें इतनी होल्डिंग है, पूरा बताया करो ना, एक साल की पूरी करंट वो निकाला करो शेयर होल्डर की, उसे बताया करो ये अप्रैल में इतने शेयर थे, दिसंबर में इतने शेयर थे, जुलाई में इतने रह गए, ये चीज बताया करो आप पूरी। हम पार्टिसिपेट करते हैं, मार्केट शेयर हमारा करीब 20% है, इसमें कुछ आगे बढ़ने का योजना है हमारी, कंपनी हमारी लिस्टेड है बीएससी एनएससी के अंदर, 532 कोड है हमारा, 532443 हमारा बीएससी का कोड है, और शेरा जो है सिंबल है बीएससी, कहीं से भी ये नहीं कहती कि भी छोटे इन्वेस्टर को जो है मौका मत दो एजीएम में बोलने का। आप ये जो साइन बोर्ड लगाते हो ना जी कितने शेयर, ये पता नहीं कब तक आपके यहाँ ही मैंने नई चीज देखी है, ये क्यों कर रहे हैं आप ऐसा, समझ नहीं आता जी। सर मेरी गुजारिश रहेगी सीएसआर एक्टिविटी के अंदर आप बहुत अच्छे कार्य कर रहे हैं, पानी से जुड़ी हुई हमारी कंपनी है, तो हमारे जो प्लांट हैं वहाँ पर वाटर हार्वेस्टिंग की क्या व्यवस्था है और उसका आगे क्या योजना है? अगर हम सीएसआर एक्टिविटी के अंदर भी वर्षा रानी इतना जल देती है बरस कर और फिर वो वापस धरती में नहीं जाता, अगर सीएसआर एक्टिविटी में कुछ बजट हम वाटर हार्वेस्टिंग का रखें तो आगे जो है एक स्वस्थ भारत का निर्माण होगा और जल की तरफ जो है अच्छा एक प्रोग्रेस रहेगी। आपके जैसे कंपनी जो बाथरूम सेक्टर से जुड़ी हुई है, अगर पानी की तरफ ध्यान देगी या सीएसआर एक्टिविटी में तो वो अच्छा रहेगा। आपने नए प्रोडक्ट के बारे में बताया कि इसकी डबल सेंचुरी मारी आपने करंट ईयर के अंदर, तो सर जो ओल्ड प्रोडक्ट रहते हैं उनका जो स्टॉक है वो किस तरह से हम आगे रिप्लेस करते हैं या वो डेड ना हो, इसके बारे में क्या योजनाएं रहती हैं? क्या उनकी हम कुछ सेल वगैरह लगाते हैं? वायर हाउसिंग में पुराने प्रोडक्टों की क्या पोजीशन है? नए प्रोडक्ट आने के बाद क्या वो डैमेज तो नहीं हो जाते और वो डेड तो नहीं हो जाते? थोड़ा आप इस बारे में बताइए, आपने मौका दिया, धन्यवाद आपका, और भी आने वाले टाइम में कंपनी तरक्की करे इसकी हम उम्मीद करते हैं। थैंक यू फॉर द मैनेजमेंट टीम, थैंक यू फॉर द सेक्रेटरियल टीम, थैंक यू सर हमारे सेक्रेटरी साहब को इतना सक्षम बनाइए कि वो शेयर होल्डर को स्पीकर नंबर बता सके ताकि हम जो है स्टैचू ना हो। थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू।
विकास सर यू आर ऑन म्यूट।
थैंक यू मंजीत जी, आपने काफी सारे क्वेश्चंस रेज किए और कुछ आपने इम्प्रूवमेंट के लिए कुछ चीजें भी बोली है, तो हमेशा हम उस चीज को ध्यान में रखेंगे। दूसरा आपका जो क्वेश्चन था रिगार्डिंग ईपीएस, तो ईपीएस जो अपना फाइनेंशियल ईयर 24 में 183 था, 184 के करीब था, और इस साल अपना ईपीएस 190 पर शेयर है, तो लार्जली इस साल हम देखेंगे तो जो बायबैक स्कीम हमने लिया था, जो मार्केट में बायबैक स्कीम जो ऑफर किया था उसकी वजह से जो शेयर डाइल्यूशन होता है, तो उसकी वजह से ये था। अगेन ईपीएस विल बी वंस द मार्केट विल इंप्रूव, ग्रोथ कंडीशंस वापस आएगी, तो वो वापस आगे बढ़ोतरी के ट्रेंड पे ही होगा। दूसरा आपका जो क्वेश्चन था रिगार्डिंग एम्प्लॉय बेनिफिट एक्सपेंसेस जो बढ़े हैं, तो जनरली ऑन अकाउंट ऑफ जो हर साल जो वार्षिक इंक्रीज होती है एम्प्लॉय की, उसके हिसाब से प्लस गए साल हमने एम्प्लॉय ईसॉप स्कीम इंट्रोड्यूस किया था, तो उसका जो एक्सपेंसेस रहता है वो इसके अंदर आया, जिसकी वजह से थोड़ा वो बढ़ा है. रिगार्डिंग योर अदर क्वेश्चंस जो है बोनस स्प्लिट और ये हम इसके ऊपर विचार करेंगे. धन्यवाद.
थैंक यू सर. नाउ ई वोटिंग एंड रिजल्ट्स. द मेंबर्स में प्लीज नोट दैट कट ऑफ डेट टू डिटरमाइन द एलिजिबिलिटी टू कास्ट द वोट्स बाय इलेक्ट्रॉनिक वोटिंग वॉज 10th July 2025 एंड द रिमोट ई वोटिंग फैसिलिटी वॉज ओपन फॉर 3 days फ्रॉम 14th July to 16th July 2025 फॉर ऑल द शेयर होल्डर्स वेदर होल्डिंग शेयर इन ए फिजिकल फॉर्म or in a dematerialized form. The members who are present in the AGM through video conference and had not cast their votes on the resolution through remote e-voting are eligible to vote through e-voting facility available during the AGM. This facility is now open for such members and will be available for next 15 minutes from the conclusion of the meeting. Mr. Parikh Dave and Associate Company Secretaries have been appointed as a scrutinizer to supervise the process of remote e-voting and e-voting during the AGM in a fair and transparent manner. The results of the remote e-voting and e-voting during the AGM on all the resolution as per the notice of 27th Annual General Meeting shall be announced after the receipt of the scrutinizer's report within 2 working days from the conclusion of the meeting. The result will be available on the website of the company and will also be submitted to the stock exchanges. Since no other matter is left to be transacted, I convey my sincere thanks to the directors, auditors, and members of the company for sparing their valuable time for attending the 27th Annual General Meeting of the company. With a vote of a thanks to the chair, we are now concluding the meeting. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Good day.
Thank you.